World's on fire. Our culture is disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know what, why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Hey, pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed on this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
So, you know, I went to our granddaughter's softball game last night. She's 10 years old. Nine, whatever. I know, I'm sorry. Michelle, correct me. Went to her softball game, sat there for 2 hours and watched softball. Afterwards, went over to, gathered three of the kids, took them to get an ice cream. Grandpa took them to the ice cream store. We ate our ice cream. Michelle and I came home and kind of hung out together for a little bit and went to bed. And I woke up this morning. I thought, you know what? That would be so easy just to live like that, wouldn't it? I'm 67 years old. I've done my duty. I've done my time. Why don't I just come home every day and sit on the porch and spit sunflower seeds and wait for the evening so I can go to somebody's ball game or take my grandkids fishing? Why am I always out there poking the bear? I'm sitting there, I'm watching that ball game, watching all the grandparents, everybody around it, how selfish everybody is towards their own child and how they root for their own kid. And, oh, my goodness, and how selfish and self-centered we are. And I'm thinking, Lord, why don't I just grab Michelle and go down there in the hills like where Mark Trump is and just kind of squirrel myself away and never be seen again. Sometimes I ask myself, why? Then I go there and I go to the ball game. The ball game's over and go over to grab my granddaughters and take them to get an ice cream cone. And I just sit there and I think, how long are they going to be able to do this? How long are they going to be able to do? Are they going to get a chance to? Are our daughters going to get a chance to raise those beautiful little babies? Watch them go through their lives in the land of the free and the home of the brave. Are they going to be able to do it? They're so burdened by taxation and all the other things that the government pounding down on, politically correct this and politically correct that and police this and police that and IRS this and IRS that. And I say, hell, I'll go to Myrtle Beach and live with Larry. That's what I'll do. I'll go down there and just spend some time out there on the beach. Why? Because it's the ultimate selfishness. The ultimate selfishness. My scripture still tells me today, for those of us who know to do good and not to do it, to us, it's a sin. It would be a sin for me to sit in that easy chair and golf the rest of my life away, which, by the way, I would love to do. If I got up every morning and met three guys for breakfast, and then we went to the golf course, we spent 4 hours playing golf, and then we ate a little lunch afterwards, and I came rolling in the house about 3 o'clock and, I don't know, took a nap. We get up, and it's 5 o'clock. Michelle has something for me to eat, and I go to bed at night and do it all over day after day after. Well, that'd be the life, wouldn't it? Wouldn't that be the life? Why can't I do that, Lord? That'd be fun. Because love protects, doesn't it? Love protects. Greater love is no man than this, and he would lay down his life for his friends. Who are your friends? Who do you love more than those little beaners around me? How could you ever love anything more than those grandbabies? How could you do it? And how can you sit back and wonder the consequences of me not doing something now? Right now, at this time in which we live, 67. I went out, took a good long walk yesterday because I, I had a heart attack a year ago. You guys, most of you know that. I had a myocardial infarction. They don't even know what it caused. They don't know what caused it. I was in the hospital for about 18 hours, but I guess it was a real heart attack. And now every time I don't take my cell phone and check in with Gigi, Grandma Michelle, check in with Gigi every 15 minutes, or one of my daughters that's ready to send the search party after me, wondering if I fell down someplace and had a heart attack. Life's but a vapor. It's here and it's gone, isn't it? Only thing left is what you leave behind. It's talking to a guy. I'm not melancholy. I'm going someplace. Talking to my brother yesterday, you know, the reality. He about died about a year ago, and the reality now has hit him that, boy, this thing can end any time. What's your life about? And what really? I sit back and think about my dad. And how my dad, in my whole life, that I never ever really knew, other than family and work, the New York Yankees, playing his guitar and drinking some beer. I don't know what ever really, really deeply mattered to my dad. Really don't know. Loved him, as a good provider, good dad. But what deep down in his heart, if you could get down, sit him down, what really mattered? What was he really pouring his life into? Where he's pouring his life into his family, I guess. What really matters to you? What really matters to me? And they say, Coach, quit worrying about this country, and quit worrying about all. You get so wrapped up, just preach the gospel. That's it. And that just makes my head explode, because I look at the little grandbabies, and they are going to live. Yesterday, the United States Supreme Court created a new class of human beings. Always before, as long as forever, the history of America, the world, as far as I know, there have been two classifications of human beings. Well, basic classifications: male and female. Always has been. Now, we divide them into minority groups. We call them, you know, blacks and Hispanics and Italians, and we throw all those other classifications. But really, when it got right down to the Civil Rights Act of 1964, it was about black and white, men and women. That's pretty much what it was about. And yesterday, the United States Supreme Court, by a vote of 6-3, said, well, trannies are now a sexual classification too. Trannies. That's a sexual classification as well. The legislature's been fighting over that for how many years? And the legislature can't come to grips with what's a male, they can't come down with a language. They can't come down. See, we were talking yesterday about truth, right? They can't come down with the pure language. This is a male and this is a female. Period. Girls' sports, boys' sports. Period. They can't. Our legislatures can't make those rules. They can't, for whatever reason, they can't figure out there's a male and a female. All science says that. All science, male, female. Now you have voodoo science, which is psychology, says, no, there's gender and there's the, you guys are with me, right? And yesterday, the United States Supreme Court agreed with voodoo science. And they said, yep, there are other genders. Yep, there sure are. Yeah, your gender is who you really are, the Supreme Court said. Six of them, two conservatives, whatever that means, conservatives. Robertson, what was the other guy? Was it Kavanaugh? They said, yep, there's genders, there's different kind of genders, and a man can be one gender and a woman can be. Voodoo science. Now, that's what made me want to pack up my golf clubs and head to wherever. Because here's the sad part. We're going to let that ungodly, unrighteous, immoral decision stand. We are going to accept it. They don't have the right friends. Courts don't make law. You got that? And they did it again. The courts just made a new law. Say, no, they didn't, Coach. They ruled on a decision. No. They made a new law saying there is now a classification of people called trannies, transgenders, whatever that is. Then a man can cut off his weenie and he's a woman. The Supreme Court of the United States, without any scientific evidence, just created a new classification of people. The reaction from the church will be what? Well, they're not going to do it here. Well, we'll see, Chief. Buckle in, big boy. I'm going to talk about some of that here this morning. But I'm thinking, this is one of those days. My microphone's over here with my mask. I'll put this on here. Because this is one of those days where I feel like saying some dirty words. Maybe this will catch them.
Hey, Coach.
Yeah.
I'm reading out the Congressional Record, Communist Goals by A.S. Herlong. Step 16. Use technical decisions of the courts to weaken basic American institutions by claiming their activities violate civil rights.
Yep. But see, Jeff, listen, Jeff. Communism is simply one of the devil's playbooks. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, against evil spirits of high places. And the Lord himself told us that we are not to be ignorant of Satan's devices. And when he said that we're not to be ignorant of Satan's devices, the Lord was speaking to his people. His people. Hey, boys and girls, your battle's not against flesh and blood. It's a spiritual battle, boys and girls. This is the spiritual battle. And if you don't understand the spiritual battle, if you are ignorant of his devices, you're going to get your arse boomed. If you don't know what's going on, if you don't recognize how the enemy is operating, you are sure to lose. And so we go to Ephesians 6, and it tells us that we wrestle not. Pull that up, Jared. We wrestle. I love the King James. I love the King James. I love the way that. Here's what I mean. I love the rhythm of the King James. Because if you and I were talking to each other, we wouldn't say that we wrestle not. We would say, hey, we don't wrestle. We don't wrestle with that. We'd say, King James says, we wrestle not. Something about the rhythm of that is so awesome to me. I'm a wordsmith. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against the powers behind the flesh and blood. And those powers behind the flesh and blood are principalities and powers, evil spirits in high places. Isn't that what it says, Jared? Did you pull that up here for me, man? Let me find it here. I got so much I wish. I wish this went on 12 hours a day. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities. Does anybody know what? Could anybody explain to me what that is? Hang on. Not you in the queue. When you walk into your average church, could you say to somebody, hey, those damn principalities, and they would know what you're talking about? Or say, no, it's those powers. I'm sorry, I said damn. I'm sorry. I told you, I'll put this back on, I'll stop it. Against the rulers of the darkness of this world. If there's darkness of this world, that means there must be light of this world, doesn't it? Somebody help me out here. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities. Don't know what those are. Powers, we don't know what those are. Against the rulers of the darkness. You mean there's darkness that's being ruled? Darkness of this world against spiritual wickedness in high. Where is that? Where would spiritual. Now, wait a minute. If we wrestle not against flesh and blood, against the rulers of darkness, are the rulers of light? Are there supposed to be rulers of light? Are there supposed to be rulers of light?
Absolutely.
Where are the rulers of light?
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen, Coach.
I know. Amen it, man. Amen it, right? And we don't get. We watch the not-so-Supreme Court of the United States redefine American history for us.
Hey, Coach. They did that back in 1973. Remember Renee Richards? Dr. Renee Richards was a tennis player.
That's right.
She joined the USTA. he one day decided that he didn't feel like having testicles, so he had them cut off and turned into a woman. Right then, he rejoined the USPA as a woman, but they figured it out.
Yep,
so he
yep,
said,
yep.
"You can't play because you have an undue advantage against
okay, so women." So listen, right? I'm going to stay here now. Stay with me a second. Right. This wasn't what I wasn't going to jump on this yet, but I'm going to jump on it now. Hey, Jared, bring up Supremes and Trainees. Supremes and Trainees. See, folks, these principalities and powers, I'm going to get to those here in a second. The principalities and powers, oh, my God, they're scheming. They are scheming. Look, are you looking at me? Folks, they are rulers of darkness of this world. Jared, flip back there to Ephesians. Wake up, friends, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world. Say, well, Coach, we're not of the world. We're just in it. Oh, well, dude, it's affecting you one way or another.
Hey, one Coach. Way or another.
Yeah.
Nobody yeah. wants to turn that light on that darkness because it gets really ugly after you do that.
We're afraid. We're afraid what they might say to us. We don't understand it's a war. We talk about it being a spiritual war, but we don't. Hey, Jeff, we're not really wrestling. So, see, we don't wrestle. We don't wrestle. We not only don't wrestle against flesh and blood, we don't wrestle against the principalities and the powers and against the rulers of darkness of this world and against spiritual wicked and high places. We don't rule against those. We don't. So I want to show you. Pull that back up there, this decision. Because these idiots, John Roberts is of his father, the devil. If you want to know my honest opinion, he's of his father, the devil, and the works of his father he will do. And evidently, so is, what's that other guy's name? Gorsuch. Was it Gorsuch or Kavanaugh? One of them is also of his father, the devil. Now, we know the other four are of their father, the devil, but those two crossed over. Now, I'm going to really make you mad. Should I do it?
Do it, Coach.
Should I do it?
Preach it, Coach. Preach it.
John Roberts is a Catholic. He wouldn't know the gospel if it hit him in the face. Do you understand? I was raised Catholic. I didn't know the truth of the Bible. I had no idea. I knew the catechism. I knew what the church taught me, but I didn't know anything about the gospel. Nothing. I knew nothing about it. I wasn't taught it. Okay. Now Kavanaugh, these are these conservatives that we put on the bench. Was it Kavanaugh? Now Kavanaugh is also either a Catholic. Sorry, Catholics, if I'm making you mad. Gorsuch, somebody help me. Somebody Google it right now. He's an Episcopalian, I believe. He wouldn't know the Bible if it hit him in the face either. And so the two of the five that we send to war, who are conservatives, somebody look him up for me. Somebody look him up. Tell me which branch of dark religion he's coming out of.
Hey, Coach, while someone's looking it up, here's the whole thing. It's this nonsense with semantics. These word replacements, right?
You
know,
yeah.
Episcopalian, oh, yeah, it's the same it's as Christian, you know? And it's not. It's not. It's a bunch of crap.
Is it Kavanaugh? Which one am I screwing up? Kavanaugh's the one we just got on, isn't it?
Gorsuch is the one who went with Robert.
Yes. Yeah, you're right.
Gorsuch. Let's look up Gorsuch. Neo-Episcopalian. That's just a cousin to the cat. Folks, look at that, will you? Look at it. On the Supreme Court, you got a Roman Catholic, Roberts. Just leave it right there, Jared. You got a Roman Catholic, Roberts. You got Clarence Thomas is a Roman Catholic. You got the Jew and Ginsburg. You got a Jew and Breyer. You got a Roman Catholic in Alito. You got a Roman Catholic in Sotomayor. You got a Jew. And then you got Gorsuch Episcopalian raised a Roman Catholic. And then we got Kavanaugh, another Catholic. Anybody see something wrong on there but me? Anybody but me see something wrong with our team?
So which two voted against it, Coach?
Well, Roberts.
Okay.
Roberts, because they got goods on him. He broke the law on his adoption, so he's He's whatever they need him to be now. He's become the lefty.
Was Robertson Gorsuch.
Robertson Gorsuch. And Gorsuch is what? Gorsuch is Episcopalian, but he was raised Catholic. Hey, Episcopalian. I'm sorry. Does anybody, Larry, would that be one of those satanic social clubs, you think, Episcopalians?
Absolutely.
Would you say that he has a form of godliness but denies the power thereof, Neil Gorsuch?
I don't even think they have a form of godliness. They pretend to.
Okay. So, folks.
That's like a Chevy or a James.
That's right. Anybody see any Baptists? Pull that back up there, Jared. I'm sorry. Anybody see any Baptists on there? Anybody see any Presbyterians, any Lutherans, any Methodists? What? Catholic, Jew. Hey, see, these are the principalities and powers that we're ruling against. I have no representation on the United States Supreme Court. My faith is not represented anywhere on the U.S. Supreme Court. Okay, Jared, let's go back. And listen, I don't care if I make you mad. I don't care if you're a Catholic and you love Mother Mary. God bless you. God bless you. The Catholic Church does not teach the gospel of Jesus Christ. I'm sorry. Let's go, Jared, to the Supremes and Trannies. Let's go back there.
You think of what this decision does down the street level.
Roger, that's where I'm heading right now.
I run a small business. Joey comes into my office. He has a nice tie on and a jacket and looks like a guy. But Joey, a month later, says, you know, I don't know. I think I'm a girl. I don't know how I could get rid of him without a lawsuit.
You can't now, Roger. You can't. So
the church thinks this is going to stop at their door.
Well, they're hoping because see, there's a Supreme Court case pending, Roger, where they're going to absolve Christian religion from having to follow these rules. See?
And I guess my law firm should become a nonprofit legal poverty representation place and make it a church.
Here's the real thing. The church has got to come out from under this beast system. I don't know how we do it, but we have to. This no longer represents me or the gospel of Jesus Christ, nor my faith. None of this does. None of this does, my friends. This is voodoo science. Scroll down. Here are the consequences. This is from Judge Alito. Okay, look. Bathroom. These are the everyday effects of this court decision just came down. Bathrooms and changing rooms. In other words, let me make it for... Alito warns the court may wish to avoid this subject, but it's now a matter of concern that many people are reticent about disrobing using toilet facilities and in the presence of individuals whom they regard as members of the opposite sex. Time out, folks. So now anybody can walk into any bathroom. Bathrooms are going away. So are locker rooms and shower. They're going away. This is a consequence of this ruling that just came down when they created a new classification of people. Next one. Go on down. Women's sports. They will. How do they ever keep a man from taking over a woman's sport? How can they ever do that?
Hey, Coach. Can I end that whole thing? The whole thing. The Supreme Court decided that Renee Richards could play as a woman as a U.S. in the USTA, and that led to Venus and Serena Williams and all the other trannies in women's sports. Now,
well, that's where we're heading, Benny. That's where we're heading. You put your tinfoil hat on. Some understand what you're saying. Some won't. These are practical issues that we're going to see right now. Okay, women's sports. We should do away with women's sports. There should be one basketball team at the high school, and that's whatever team it is, it's the high school team. There can't be boys and girls sports. Folks, this is the law of the land now by the Supreme Court. Next one, housing. So when you send your beautiful daughter or your handsome son off to college, you don't know whether they're rooming with a tranny or not. You can't ask. And if your son says, "Hey, I don't want to room with this freak," let me say it again. I'm sorry. Let me clear my throat. Hang on. I want to be able to hear me. Your son says, Dad, I don't want a room with that freak. He can't do it. Can't do it. If he does it, he's discriminating against freaks. Religious employment. Oh, like Roger said, you hire somebody to be your lector in the church, and next thing you know, he starts wearing a dress, and he's up there reading all the announcements. He said, well, we don't approve of that. I said, sorry. Sorry. Now, here's our out card, see. Now, the church is hoping that they're going to be, a Supreme Court decision is going to be ruled on, that they're going to exempt churches, and then we'll be happy. Yeah, destroy the rest of the world. Destroy everything else that's good and righteous and holy. Create a brand new form of people, but as long as it doesn't impact the church, God bless you. We're the light of the world. Healthcare. Healthcare benefits. They're going to start paying to have your noodle denudered. You know what I'm telling you? You can't say, nope, we're not going to pay for that. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Freedom of speech. Gorsuch warned about the freedom of speech. You're not allowed to speak out against this new class of people. This voodoo science made up freaks. Can't speak out against them. No. And then constitutional claims may exert a gravitational pull in constitutional case. No kidding. Under this logic, today's decision may have effects that extend well beyond the domain of federal and anti-discrimination statutes. This potential is illustrated by pending and recent lower court cases in which transgender individuals have challenged a variety. Hey, folks, listen. Where's David Arthur when I need him? Bruce Jenner is a man. And he's only able to pull this crap off because the church has remained silent on it. The church has not stood up and said, dude, I'm sorry, man, you're sick. Bruce Jenner, you're not a woman, you're sick. You're sick. You have a mental illness. You're sick. We have just given constitutional rights to a mental illness. Next one. Is there one more? I don't know if there is or not. No, there isn't. There's one more.
Hey, Coach.
Uh-huh.
2 points there. One is, people in the Roman, let's make sure we understand, Roman Catholic Church, mm-hmm. Okay, they come to Christ in spite of the church, not because of it. The church is a hindrance. The Roman Catholic Church is a hindrance to bringing people to Christ. Mm-hmm. But there's still some people that find them too. You just made the case by going through the background of these Supreme Court judges. They should know better. They have given God the green light to send the next judgment to this country.
They have.
That's basically what they've done. They've sent the message is going up to the throne of God saying, okay, now watch what happens.
Okay.
Amen, Greg.
I'm going to go where other people don't go. That's why you guys watch it. Go back, Jared. Go back to that Supreme Court.
And they're not only sending a message before the throne of God, they're poking God in the eye.
They are. They're making the rules for everybody else, right? Okay, let's see. So Roberts, a Catholic, he voted for voodoo science. Ginsburg, a Jew. Breyer, a Jew. Sotomayor, a Catholic. Kagan, a Jew. And Gorsuch, a thrown out of the Roman Catholic Church and accepted into the Episcopalian Church. not a Christian among them. You want my honest opinion? Not a Christian among them. And it isn't what's going on here. Well, I can't say that. Ruth Bader Ginsburg, I'll say it this way. I don't know what her belief system is. I don't know what the basis of her belief system is. But whatever doctrine or dogma she is following, it is wicked. It is doctrines of demons.
Amen.
Ginsburg, Breyer, Kagan. Doctrines of demons. And boys and girls, they are making the rules for my grandbabies. How come we can't get it? How come there aren't any evangelical? There's no evangelicals on there. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Look, folks. Hey, folks, I'm just reading the numbers. 5 Roman Catholics. A sixth one who got found Jesus and went to the Episcopal Church.
Hey, Coach.
Hang on, Benny. Hang my turn. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 Roman Catholics on the Supreme Court of the United States.
Well, Coach, that's what I want to point out. there's a mistype there, because Sonny Sotomayor is Jewish, so why is it listed as Roman Catholic?
Well, I think there's some. I'm with you. Hey, let's just go down below there a second. Most Supreme Court justices have been Protestant Catholic. Most of them have. Says there have been 33 Episcopals. So good. Old Gorsuch is in good. He's in good company. 18 Presbyterians, 9 Unitarians. They're calling a Unitarian a Christian. Can you believe this? And of course, this is what, Wikipedia? 9. And all the history of the Supreme Court, there have been 3 Baptists. 3 in the history. Unbelievable, right?
Coach, they go to the skull and crossbone school.
There's something going on here, fellas. There's something going on. Something very, very big, dark, and evil going on. And it has to do with wrestling not against flesh and blood. Jared, do this. Click on witches. Are you guys sitting down? God, I'm a half hour into this. I haven't even had a chance to be nice yet. But this is what I wake up to.
This is Coach, the ghost you talked about yesterday, it's about truth. And we have been avoiding truth for 50 years.
That's right.
This didn't start with this criminal Gorsuch or this criminal Roberts. This started 60, 70, 80 years ago when the church was silent. A few crazy pastors were screaming about it, and they were exiled, ridiculed, thrown out of pulpits, forced to move.
Amen, Jack.
Okay.
So can I get a little deeper here? I'm just going to tell you the truth. Okay. They can ban me. They can do whatever the heck they want to. Ruth Bader Ginsburg and her Judaism, she might as well be a Muslim. She is nowhere near Jesus Christ. Ruth Ginsburg, Elena Kagan. They're nowhere near any way, shape, or form Christian beliefs. None. They're as lost as Muslims. They're as lost as atheists, folks. Yet we think it's honorable to have this God hate Jews. I'm sorry. Judaism rejects Jesus Christ. And what did the Jews say about Jesus? Come on, let's just get down to it.
You want me to say it, Coach?
No, I'm going to say it. The Pharisees and the Sadducees said what regarding Jesus Christ? We will not have this man rule over us. Still alive today. That spirit is still alive today. Boy, I'm going to get myself. Did you know that there are witches involved in the protest? Did you guys know that? No, we don't know that because we don't understand principalities and powers, evil spirits in high places. And we don't get it. We just think they're Republicans or conservatives or liberals or Black Lives Matters. We don't see these things are right in front of us, and the church doesn't even get it. The church doesn't understand the depth and the impact and the many fingers of the devil in every aspect of everything.
Dave, when you go back to Ephesians, you know, I've been raised in the church my whole life, and we've heard the full armor of God presentation hundreds of times. Seldom is there a presentation of Ephesians 6:12. You know, it's the full armor of God, and we've all been through the breast, all that. That's always been the emphasis. But the emphasis really should be in verse 12, because that's what we're up against.
Well, we don't even know about it, right? We don't even understand it. They don't even teach us that. They teach us to put on the full armor and we'll be protected from it. I'm looking at something. We'll be, what about my grandkids? Well, I don't know. I got on my armor. Does David have on his, Michelle, does David have on his armor today?
I wonder if our forefathers would have a Chaz moment at the Supreme Court and overtake that thing. For the abuse, they have abused and destroying more people's lives through Roe versus Wade, this order yesterday. What was the other one there?
Homo marriage.
Obergefell and Hodges. Right, exactly, brother. These guys are worse than a bad cop.
Yeah, but Dale, we're Christians. We follow the law. Even if the law is made by the devil, we follow. We're good Christians.
They're lawless. They're not law. That's lawlessness.
Yeah, but we don't recognize that, do we? We don't recognize it. You know what our answer to this is? You know what our answer to this? Oh, come quickly, Lord. Come quickly.
That's a scary prayer, Coach. Let's just think about that. People say, oh, God's gonna do this. Brother, let me tell you what. God's a little heavy-handed when he does stuff.
And he's going to begin in the so-called churches. His judgment starts in the churches.
Yeah.
Hey, Coach, where did they all come from? What school did they go to? All law schools.
Yeah, that's right.
Let's interject a little bit of logic here for a second. All of the ills, virtually every ill, and I'm talking about an ill being a part of whatever our government's supposed to be lined up with the Constitution. If it's not lined up with the Constitution, it is sick. It is ill. Every ill we have came about because the judicial branch allowed it, created it, or in some way or form was involved in it. The judicial branch is the most evil part of our government.
They've seized control, right? Right under our eyes. And now we've got, 6 Catholics and 3 Jews telling Christians the law. What's going on? And why? Because it's wicked, evil spirits in high places. I would go down through this. Jared, maybe we can save this and come back. Do you know the witches? Do you know witches are involved? Do you know witches are casting spells? Do you know that witches are more committed to their faith than we are to ours? You know that? It says the witches do not hide their involvement in the violent protests. Mashable reports that witches' covens are actively engaged in hexing police, whom they accuse of brutality. They're casting hexes and spells on the police. Hey, Jared, click on Mashable. It's right there by the blue. Click on that. What's Mashable? TikTok protests. Witches cast spells to hex cops. Oh, I got my armor on. Yeah, but is that cop? Huh? What? What? Look, what's going on? What? You mean the devil is actively involved? This right here, right there on your screen right now. This shows how to cast. She's showing you how to cast a spell. She's showing you how to do it. Yeah, and we wonder why those people are gone nuts in the cities. Maybe we can get Judge Kavanaugh to rule on that one for us, whether or not you're allowed to burn buildings now. Because, you know, they've already told us that churches, we love the Supreme Court because they said that we're allowed to pray. Oh, thank you. We lost our stinking mind. Go back, Jared. Go click just back on that page, Jared. Go. Yeah. Come on.
I noticed in my city we have a lot more graffiti, but I think that the witches are marking it. You know, when Black Lives Matters came to my city, I was standing there preaching Isaiah 59.
And I'm showing it to you right now. I'm showing it to you right now, bud. Right here. Jared, click on Growing Movement, Mixing Politics and the Occult. They're doing it. Right there it is. There's a growing movement of it. Why Satanism is now on the center stage in the culture war. What? Yeah. Well, I got all my armor. Let's pray for him. Right there it is. It changes on the religious left. There's a religious right and there's a religious left. Gorsuch is on the religious left. He may be calling himself a conservative, but he's on the religious left. So is Roberts, the religious left. The godless left, folks. The godless left. Now, let's look at Clarence Thomas. There's a Catholic man who appears to have a relationship with Jesus Christ and rules honorably in a way that would glorify the Lord. Samuel Alito is a Catholic. He seems to be the same. Seems to be. So I'm not bashing all Catholics. I'm talking about Catholicism. Just like Baptistism, P Pentecostalism. It's a religion. Jared, go back one more. Go back one more. Another one. I'm sorry. So there it is. So the coach, this is all going on. Yeah, it's all going on. It's all going on right in front of us, and we don't have any idea. And we're, boy, if we just get Trump reelected, really? Really? Do you suppose any of these guys are casting spells on Trump? Do you suppose there's anybody after him? Oh, well, we need to pray for our president. Really?
Hey coach, yes, they do cast spells on him every Halloween. Every Halloween. This time it's not going to work. I'm taking care of that personally.
Yeah. Well. Okay, so hang on. So I wish I had more time. I need more time. I'll shut up a minute. I'm sorry, Vinny. I got something else to show you. Somebody else want to come in there so I can come on in.
No, we just rock on, coach.
Okay. Because can I tell you? I can't say this, but I'm P-I-S-S-E-D'd. I'm P-I-S-S-E-D'd. Because the average Christian, the average pastor will not help me hand over to my grandchildren a godly country. The guys on my team will not help me. They won't help me. They criticize me. And all I want to do is to restore to my grandchildren some type of righteous nation, and the church won't help me do it.
Well, that's because they're doing trunk or treat in Halloween.
They're cowards.
Well, some of them are cowards. Some of them are mistaught. Some of them don't understand. How could any man, how could any Christian in his right mind support Black Lives Matter? How could they're doing it by the thousands they're doing. How could they do that?
Because they're whores.
No, they are whores, but they don't know they're whores. They think they're doing the right thing. It's deception.
They're deluded.
It's deluded. It's deception. Lord himself, because we've rejected the truth, it's 2 Thessalonians, Jared, please. Because they've rejected the truth. This is part of the spiritual war, by the way, guys, boys and girls. I got bit by a skeeter last night, and boy, I'm scratching on that dude. 2 Thessalonians, that's it. Is it 3? 2 Thessalonians 3 maybe? Faithful establishing. Keep falling down. Let's see. I'm reading. Maybe it's 2. 2 Thessalonians. It doesn't matter. Because they rejected the truth, the Lord himself would send a strong delusion that they would believe a lie. Where is that, Dale? Somebody smarter than me. Where is that? There it is. And with all deceivableness and unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth. You guys love the truth? No. So you have to receive the love. Does Ruth Bader Ginsburg love the truth? Alito? These guys love, or do they love the truth that they might be saved? Because they don't, this cause, for what cause? Because they didn't. And for this cause, which cause? Because they received not the love of the truth. And for this cause, what? They didn't receive the love of the truth. Because they don't love truth, God's going to send them a strong delusion. They'd start believing lies. Right there it is. What? That they all might be damned who believe not the truth.
Hey, Coach, how many of them was molested as altar boys, Coach, at the group?
Oh, geez.
Yeah. Come on.
Amen. Amen. Hey, Coach, this reminds me of what was it like before the Nephilim fell and corrupted all of humanity? Did they pose it to us and then we chose? You know, we always look at the Nephilim as doing it by force. Are they doing this by force to us?
Yes, they are. But we don't recognize it as force.
Yeah, so look at what could have happened to the corruption of man before Noah. I'm just throwing that out there.
Well, Mark, hey, I was thinking of this. We call it a police force. Huh? Police force? Words have meaning.
Right.
Go ahead. Was that Larry?
Yeah. You know, you got to say damned anyway, because it's right there in the Bible. It says that they all might be damned.
It does.
But had pleasure in unrighteousness. And all those people sitting in satanic social clubs that are out there cheering on the trannies and the queers and everybody else out there that's trying to pollute the minds of our grandchildren, they can all go to hell because God has already damned them.
Amen.
But boys and girls, I'm letting it happen. Supreme Court just rewrote, I don't even want to say the law. They just rewrote nature. They just rewrote nature. 6-3.
Creation.
Covenant breaking sins is what brings nationwide judgment, Coach, and that's what's going on.
Yep.
They just broke creation.
Did you see the guy in Seattle that street preacher? I sent you a video. I don't know if you watched it, a little shorty. Did you see that? That guy said he wanted to kiss him and everything else, throw him on the ground. Just like today's a lot. That's what we're in, boys. Today's a lot.
Well, that's why everybody comes back and laughs when I talked about faithism being discriminated against because of our faith. It's right in front of us. And can I tell you, the church could not care less. Couldn't care less.
Now that they've exposed themselves, what are we going to do?
Nothing, Jack. We're not going to do nothing. We're going to follow the rules. We're going to keep our mouth shut more and more because who am I to judge? Who am I to judge? And Jack, if I'm too harsh to judge them too much, they may never come to Jesus. So I'm just going to let them come in, and hopefully now they'll hire a bunch more trannies in the public schools. Hopefully they'll be able to do that, and they can get closer to the destruction of our children. That would be the best thing that could ever come from this. And then maybe if we can get them as pastors or get them into Catholic schools, then they'll be closer and we can pray for them more.
Coach, I think we need to go a little bit deeper. When they check off, that's a box they check off when they check religion.
It is.
Look what each one of these lawbreakers that are in White House here. What school did they go to? What college law school they went? Harvard.
Joseph, not only that. They make sure that the guys who replaced them went to Harvard and Dartmouth and Yale and Columbia and crawled in the coffin with George Bush Jr. and George Bush Sr. and masturbated inside those secret stuff. Folks, it's right in front of us, man. It's right in front of us. Golly. Okay, listen. I'm going to shift gears. I ought to give you some homework. Something bit me, man. That ain't a skeeter. What is that? I rebuke you. Jared, click on hierarchy structure. This is how the Holy Spirit works in me. I was coming down the steps this morning, and the Holy Spirit spoke to me and said, hierarchy. I said, what? No, I'm sorry. No, it's right there. It says, yes, I'm sorry, Jared. It's the second email. I sent it to you. There you go. Yeah. And I said, this is about 5 minutes, 6-10 minutes maybe before the show started. And I heard this. I said, what? Yeah. And the Holy Spirit, you know, your mind goes back and forth, says, well, you guys are ignorant of his devices. You guys don't even understand. Did you know there's a hierarchy of demons? Did you know that God has a hierarchy as well? But did you know there was a hierarchy of demons? In fact, stay right at the very beginning there, Jared. Wow, go back. Let's pull that back in a second. I want to read something. Unlike the angelic hierarchy, the hierarchy of demons is not standard. Here are various versions of the hierarchy of demons, and each version brings forward a different concept, different naming scheme for demons and functions performed by them. But the common factor in each theory or study about demons is that they exist in a specific order or hierarchy, and they're ranked. Somehow, one study revealed by occult practice about the hierarchy of demons is most accepted, which puts forward a similar structure of hierarchy of demons as a structure of angels. We have angels have the devil counterfeits everything. Okay, so here's one hierarchy of demons. Now, make that thing bigger if you could, Jared. There's the hierarchy. First hierarchy, there's the Leviathan, Asmodeus, Astaroth. You guys know of any of these people? Anybody know any of these? Huh? I've heard of the Marines and the Air Force and the Coast Guard, and I haven't heard of the Leviathan. I haven't heard of them. I haven't heard of them. Could this possibly be those that we're wrestling against? And when Jesus said that we're not to be ignorant of his devices, know your enemy, Sun Tzu, know your enemy, right? Could this be what we're talking about? And we don't even know that it exists? Jared, scroll down a little bit. Scroll down, because they explain it. It's probably something Mark Trump knows. There it is. There's Leviathan. He's believed to be the prince of the seraphim. What? Pardon me if I show my ignorance here. Hey, Harriet! What are seraphim? I'm just telling you the truth. Leviathan's believed to be the prince of the seraphim who tempts humans to give into heresy. He's opposed by St. Peter. This is Catholic, okay? Then there's Asmodeus. This is a demon that's considered to tempt people for wantonness. Astaroth is a demon who's believed to be the prince of thrones, who tempts humans for laziness. There's Bareth. This is a class of demons that's considered to be the prince of the cherubim. Who? What? Seraphim? Seraph? What? Harriet? And he, my goodness, Bareth, what tempts people to be quarrelsome and commit murder? And there's Gressel. He is considered to be the third prince of thrones. Thrones? I'm ignorant of his devices. Thrones? He tempts humans with impurity. And then there's Varin. This category of demons tempts people with impatience. And then there's Senilium. He's the demon believed to be the fourth prince of thrones who tempts men with hatred. And then there's another harky. There's a group of guys under them. Tarot, the prince of powers who tempts people with rudeness and harshness of heart. And Carnivian considers the prince of powers. This demon tempts men to shamelessness and obscenity. Then there's Oliet. This demon's believed to be the prince of dominions. He tempts people for breaking the vow of poverty. And then there's Rozier. Surge! This demon is considered to be the second in the order of dominions. He tempts humans towards sexual impurity. And Verrier is the prince of principalities. This demon tempts men against obedience. Well, then there's the third hierarchy. Balius is the demon who was considered to be the prince of virtues. He tempts humans with arrogance and tempts women to raise their kids as wantons. Tempts them for vanity and gossip. Oh, my goodness. Then there's Olivier. He's known as the prince of archangels. What? There you go again, Harry. Seraphim, paraffin, paraffine, hierarchies. Huh? This demon tempts men with merciless and cruelty for the poor. And then there's Iuvart. This demon's believed to be the prince of angels. When Michaelis was writing Invart, it is believed this demon was possessing Sister Madeline. Okay, stop a minute. Say, I don't believe that Catholic stuff. Okay, I don't care if you do that or not. But there's a hierarchy, folks. We're fighting an organized army. We don't have any idea. Does anyone wonder why we're getting our butts kicked? There it is, the hierarchy of demons. There's a lot on this website. Put this down in the chat, Jared, so they can all get to it. Do you know what demons attacking you? Do you know what demon? When those witches cast spells, could that mean they sent demons your way?
Absolutely, Coach.
And you find yourself fighting against something you don't even know you're fighting against?
Hey, Coach, wouldn't it be great if they were teaching this in church on Sundays?
Wouldn't that be great?
They're talking about in church on Sundays, that they're about this.
Ignorant of his devices, aren't you? We're ignorant of his devices. Okay, now I got to do one more thing. Say, Coach, this is awesome. Somebody say that so I feel good.
Amen, Coach. I am burning.
This is awesome.
Amen, right. Coach. You're right on bullseye.
Okay. I was going to get you in here earlier, right? See, we don't believe the devil is real. We don't believe his hierarchy. We believe we wrestle not against flesh and blood, principalities. But we don't even have any idea what the hell that even looks like.
Woo, I am jumping up and down right now, Coach. You are so on target. This needs to be heard. Amen. Hallelujah.
And you know, can I tell you the truth? I'm a teacher and I'm so ignorant. I'm so ignorant of this stuff. I'm so ignorant of it. And you walk into the average church and you start talking about this, people will turn and walk out. They think you're crazy. In the meantime, they're eating our lunch. These guys are in control of Gorsuch, Kavanaugh, Roberts. These, what's her name? Kagan. These guys are in charge of them. These are the principalities and
powers. What does the church think it means when it says against the powers of this dark world? What does the church think that means?
We don't even think about it. It's just something we say. Because, Roger, if there's the darkness of this world, then there should be light of this world. Well, who's the light of the world? The only way you oppose darkness is with light, isn't it?
Hey, Coach, you missed one.
I didn't mean to.
Watcher.
Hmm.
Those are the bigger guys, Watcher.
Yeah. We don't understand. Can I tell you this? I hate to tell you this. I don't even know the hierarchy of angels, do you? You guys know the hierarchy of angels? Why would we need to know that? Why would you ever need to know that, Coach? Hierarchy of angels. I mean, I don't need to know that. I don't need to know that.
You know, Coach, when they talk about putting on the helmet of salvation, see, the part of that that needs to be brought up was why you're doing it, to protect your mind. And if we were taught about the hierarchy of demons, then we would know that it's more than just putting on a helmet of salvation. It's about protecting our mind from all these things.
That's why the helmet protects the mind. That's what it's about. The mind of Christ. The helmet of salvation blocks you from all this, from these thoughts. So Jared's pulled up there. Good man, Jared. Same website. Jared's pulled up the hierarchy of angels. There it is. First hierarchy is first order. Seraphim, then the cherubim, then the thrones, and then there's the middle hierarchy, which is the dominions and the virtues and the powers, and there's the third hierarchy, principalities and archangels, and the third order is angels. There's the hierarchy of angels. I'm sure you all know this, right? I'm probably teaching you stuff you already know. I want to leave you with this today. Jared, click on Lavoie Finnegan. I want this to stick in your stomach today, rest of the day, because it's going to stick in mine. I want you to think about this now. George Floyd and the fuss over George Floyd. And don't ever forget what they did to this godly man. They didn't cut off his breath. Don't ever forget this. Go ahead, play it, Jared. This is a news report. It's 2 minutes.
Newly released video raises new questions about a deadly shooting connected to the siege at an Oregon wildlife refuge. The cell phone video shows one of the armed occupiers moments before police killed him after a traffic stop and chase. Ben Tracy reports FBI agents at the scene are now suspected of covering up some important evidence.
Really?
Back down or you kill me now.
That's the voice of Robert Lavoie Finnegan in cell phone video released Tuesday by the Deschutes County Sheriff's Office. Law enforcement synced the video, shot from inside the truck Finnegan was driving, with helicopter aerials, both recorded on January 26th during his confrontation with Oregon State Police and FBI agents.
You can go ahead and shoot me. Put the laser right there, put the bullet through the head.
Police say Finnegan sped off, surpassing 70 miles per hour before reaching a roadblock. Investigators are looking into why the FBI team failed to report firing two shots that missed Finnegan as he exited his vehicle.
Go ahead and shoot me!
They say he ignored repeated requests to lie down and was shot only after he was seen reaching into his jacket.
Major incident team investigators found a loaded 9mm handgun in the left-hand interior pocket of Mr. Finnegan's jacket.
Finnegan's widow insists her husband was surrendering when shot.
Our family asserts that he was shot with both hands up, and he was not reaching for anything at the time of the first shot.
For CBS This Morning, Ben Tracy, Los Angeles.
Hands up, don't shoot! Isn't that what they tell us? Hands up, don't shoot!
He was a
hands up, don't shoot.
Coach, he was the wrong color. Sorry.
Anybody going to jail for Lavoie Finnegan's murder? Anybody going to jail? Anybody burned any buildings down? We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, against evil spirits, against the darkness of this world, folks. It's right in front of us.
It's so sickening. So sickening.
out of over 6,000 people that volunteered for Rancher Lives Matter operation deal that I tried to put together, out of over 6,000 people that volunteered and says, yeah, count me in, 17 showed up on court day, the day of our activity. 17 showed up and participated out of 6,000. Yeah, those who know to do good and don't do it, to them it is sin. Let me tell you, we got a lot of sin going on in this country.
They'll pray for you, Larry. They'll pray for. In fact, they'll pray for the guys killing you. God bless you, folks. We'll see you tomorrow.